Show on Radio Now 100.9. And it was an incredible night in West Lafayette, Indiana on Saturday. Of course, Purdue, the Boilermakers, blew out the undefeated and number two Ohio State Buckeyes. The score, 49-20. And tell me this doesn't get you excited, some of the highlights.
Now again to throw. Throws to the far sideline, and that pass is caught! Touchdown! A one-handed grab by Isaac Seiko on the far sideline, and the Boilermakers are on the board. Blau rolling, throws it. Pass is caught inside the five. Touchdown, Boilermakers! It's Rondale Moore with the touchdown catch from 9 yards away. Here they come. They give a quick hitter. Here's Knox. The 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Boilermakers! DJ Knox pops it through from 42, and this place is going nuts. Knox makes a move. 35, 30. He may go. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Knox! DJ Knox from 40, and Purdue again blowing it open.
No, they're not going to take the snap. 3, 2, 1, this game is over, and here come the fans storming the field at Ross-Ade Stadium as the Boilermakers knock off the Ohio State Buckeyes. What a sight here at Ross-Ade. And you know right in the middle of it is our own Tyler Trent. Now, what a night it's been for him and for everybody here.
Oh, I'm just getting goosebumps. I don't know if you've seen the video. I'm going to put this blog up in a little bit at RadioNowIndy.com. But did either one of you get a chance, Alex, who lived the web girl, to see everybody just leave the stands and rush the field when Purdue beat Ohio State? It was incredible. Like, the whole field was covered with Boilermaker fans.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
It was incredible. But even more incredible than that, like the football side of it, is Tyler Trent from Carmel. He's a sophomore at Purdue. He recently withdrew from classes this semester to come home where he's in hospice care. He's battling cancer. I think this is like the third or fourth time. Like, it's spread everywhere. He's had surgeries, and it's just been incredible. But somehow, some way, Tyler was able to make it to the game, even after the doctor said, look, it's not going to happen. Because, like, he had a hell of a week. Tyler's kidneys are failing him, and the tubes placed in his kidneys are failing him. The tubes actually leaked several times this past week, sending him back to the hospital. He had to have surgery again. And weeks ago, he lost use of of one of his arms and both of his legs. Mm. And he's wheelchair-bound. But this guy just keeps on going and going, and he's positive, and he just, it's an inspirational story. And he's like, you know, let God's will be God's will. And it's just incredible. At kickoff, there's one big thing that happened. After a social media campaign came about, it went viral saying, hey, do us a favor, make sure you replace, usually during kickoff, Purdue always says like, oh, you sucks, like right when they kick the ball. It's just something they say even if they're not doing it. But they replaced it with, hey, can we say cancer sucks? And everybody at the game,
wow,
for Tyler Trent said cancer sucks.
Good.
And I'm getting goosebumps right now just talking about it. And it just is incredible. And Tyler's night was just, I keep on saying incredible. I don't know how else to describe it. Just the more you hear about it. It was, for example, really big. He got a call on Saturday night. Here's how the call went right there. Because he gets a bunch of different calls, obviously. People are calling him, hey, man, we're with you. Keep on doing your thing, because he's gotten a lot of attention. And Tyler answered the phone. Hello. And the person on their line said, Tyler, hey, it's Mike. He's like, Mike who? Then the line said, Mike Pence.
What?
Vice President Mike Pence called Tyler and talked to him on the phone.
Wow.
Just, you know, telling him to keep up what he's doing, and he's thinking about him. And
oh my
how
gosh.
How incredible is that?
That's amazing.
It's
holy
just, it's
smokes.
So cool.
How nice.
Purdue alum and NFL record-setting quarterback Drew Brees tweeted out, congrats, Boilermaker, like their Twitter handle.
Cool.
You make us proud. At Tyler Trent, you willed it to happen, and it did. Proud to be a Boilermaker. Hashtag Tyler Strong.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
Absolutely incredible. And this is a little long, but I want you to listen to this as we wrap up this segment here. Some really positive stuff with Tyler Trent here, inspiring everyone. This is after the game in the locker room. The coach will talk, and then you got to listen really loud because Tyler talks, but he's kind of has like a faint voice because obviously he's battling cancer. But listen to this.
Listen up. Hey, listen up. That's a wow moment. Okay? Credit goes to you guys. Unbelievable performance. It's a great football team. And it just goes to show you what you can accomplish if you put your mind to it. You work hard. You stick together. Great things happen. Okay, and I've never been prouder than a team. I've really never been prouder than a moment than what you guys were able to accomplish today. Okay, players have worked their tails off. Coaches have worked hard. You've got a great community and fan base that's around you that's hungry too. And this goes to show you how much hunger can do for you. If you really want to do something special, you can. So I couldn't be prouder. And congratulations to all of you. And I know you guys know who our new team captain is. Tyler Trent right here.
Yes,
Tyler! father strong means something. All right, this young man has been strong. His family's been strong. All right, mm-hmm. We're happy as heck to support him and have him as our team captain. Mm-hmm. For him to even be here is remarkable. The guy never makes excuses. Aww. He never complains. He has a huge smile on his face every day. He has a great attitude. Yes. He's about giving back to other people. Yes. All right, and that's really what being a Boilermaker is all about. So. Yeah. Just a little bit. Tyler wants to say a few words. If you guys can listen, we definitely would love to hear from you, Tyler. Whatever you have to say, buddy.
Thanks for leaving your heart out on the field and showing the nation what being a Boilermaker.
I'm sorry, like I'm almost crying now. It's so incredible. I'm gonna put all these pictures, all these videos we're talking about, everything here in the story about Tyler Trent up online at radionowindy.com. And later on we'll put like a little swipe up link on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. But man, what an incredible young man. God bless him right there and his family.